You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. On the phone line with us is Drew Lerner. He's at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Drew, many farmers across the state of Illinois, other parts of the Midwest, have planted a lot of corn, some soybeans, and a bit of rain has fallen, but I'm thinking they might like some dry weather to finish up the planting season. What is nature providing over the next week or so?
Well, I certainly think that we will have an opportunity to see some drier weather, especially in the lower parts of the Midwest. The Ohio River Basin in particular, and points further south, actually, will probably see quite a bit of dry weather as we move into June. But we do have a warm front that will be developing across the western portions of the Corn Belt here over the Friday-Saturday time period, and that front will eventually extend from Saskatchewan, Canada, all the way down into Illinois, and it will lift to the northeast from there. But so we will see some more rain and thunderstorms developing as we get closer to the weekend. And the drier weather that we'll have will actually be focused on the rest of the day today and probably most of tomorrow, maybe even into Friday. But after that, I think we'll be subjected to some more shower and thunderstorm activity. The northern half of Illinois and neighboring areas of eastern Iowa and northern Indiana will all be involved with some more moderate thunderstorm activity when that front comes through. At some point, a little later next week, we'll probably have another break from the precipitation.
And if you look to other places around the planet, for instance, in China, what kinds of conditions are they working through?
Well, most of China is doing very well this year. There hasn't been too much in the way of adverse weather. Probably the closest thing to a problem that I see at the moment is in the northeast corner where a large percentage of soybeans are produced. The area is seeing shower and thunderstorm activity rather frequently, just like we have here in the Midwest. And so planting is moving along, but a little bit on the slow side. Most of the corn crop got planted, but the soybeans are a little slow going in. And that is for the far northeast corner of the country. The rest of the nation is doing really quite well. The winter wheat crop is reproducing in the north and spilling in the south. The rapeseed crop did very well. So I think most of China will at least continue to be on a road towards some pretty good crop development. Outside of that, Australia is still of interest because it's not raining like it should be across wheat, barley, and canola country. These areas need a significant amount of rain. They've had some sporadic showers, nothing real significant. And so fieldwork is rather spotty across the country. And at this point, I don't see a lot of good rain coming up except for maybe a little bit in the east here today. And that's going to be it for about a week.
Since you're into wheat across the planet, can you come back to the United States? There are areas in the U.S. that are still suffering drought. Some of the hard red winter wheat growing regions of the U.S., the Great Plains, the Southwest, still suffering.
Absolutely. And the good news for that is that there's going to be quite a thunderstorm cluster developed on Thursday night of this week and going into Saturday for the Texas Panhandle and probably some of the neighboring areas in southwest Kansas and southeastern Colorado. These areas will see some light to moderate rain. There will be probably a several county area in the Texas Panhandle could get more than 2 inches of rain. This will be significant, but it comes awful late in the growing season. It's not really going to help that wheat crop a whole lot. After that, it gets hot and relatively dry with only spotty showers, and it's going to be really difficult to see any kind of further increase in soil moisture. So it's going to continue stressful for some of those southwestern areas.
Drew Lerner is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. That wraps up the Closing Market Report. I'm Todd Gleason.